Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
That I could do things my own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hey everyone, this is Carly, Daytime After Dark. We are back on the air tonight, and after a little hiatus off and once in a while, Maggie and I need to recharge the batteries, and, you know, have a show. And if you want to call in and talk about the Sabrina death, what happened on Days, how hard Christoph St. John is looking, that would be my little thing. Anything so related, fall season related, football, go Seahawks, go against the Rams. Yeah, so like I said, tonight is going to be about an hour, 20 minutes show. And at the middle of the show, we have a couple of announcements. And just for FYI, people, we are having our 7th year on September 27th on next Tuesday. And so I might get a really good guest coming on. So I'm bringing everyone on. And so just have a nice, relaxed night. Thank you. Hey, Maggie. Hi, David.
Hi. I beg your pardon.
What?
Hi.
Hey, David. So.
Yes, hi. Yes, hi. I'm Maggie. Hi, Cardi.
Hi, that's okay.
That's
it's
okay.
Been a crazy week. I'm so upset.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. What would you two like to start with? Let's just jump right in there and talk about, you know, so which thing do you guys want us to start with?
Sabrina Diane.
Thank you. Yep. Okay. So.
Yep.
Okay. Number one, I am so freaking sick of everyone saying, oh, the ace is going off air. No, it's not, you guys. You guys are being dumb. Whoever, said I need professional help. And you know what? This has been a hard week on soaps. And to the bill, and I didn't think it was going to be Sabrina. I am mad that it was Sabrina. I am pissed that it was Sabrina. What about Amy? What about Ava? What about Julian? What about,
An orderly,
Yeah, order, something with Sabrina. And, I was thinking about this today. They better bring little Emma back for the funeral, or I'm going to be raging against that. What?
I didn't think of that.
Emma. That's why you and I have the perfect team, because if you don't think about it, I will. You're the link. And so, this was an industrial killing that never needed to happen. And you know what? And I want Paul dead. I want Paul, Julian, and Ava dead. And I'm sorry, I hate all of them. And I don't want to get any Twitter or Facebook. Oh, you still hate a character. Don't tell me who I still like right now. No. You did what you did. And ABC, I don't know what the hell you're thinking. I mean, first castle, my poor little surrogate mother lost castle this year. We lost mentresses. Mom, what else did we lose? Oh, castle. So we lost a lot of it. So, David, what do you think about everything?
But I felt sorry for him. Back to your house, but I'm sorry for Michael, because he gets all his true love before. Your name. And then it's going to hit him hard. I haven't watched the episode yet, but I heard about it, though. So. Yeah, though. Yeah. But I'm excited for a new season that's coming up, though. I really am.
And Tracy. Well, Tracy loves Sabrina.
Yeah.
See, a lot of this, and if they don't bring Emma back for the funeral.
I was shocked this week. I really totally did not expect this. When it happened, Monica, but I go, oh my God, no, look who's behind you. And then, but she fought.
I'm sorry. I have never a couple of years been mad as hell over some character dying. You know, but it comes in like when we all thought Jason was, you know, dead and Jason really didn't die. But for me, that was like this week. You know, I am so, you know, and when they said the Paul Holsby was coming back, I'm like, please no, I don't like you. But then the character of Richard, whatever.
Richard Verge.
Yeah, Mom loved him. Maggie loved him.
Yeah,
so,
Mom
okay, I'm gonna try and give him a chance. So I gave him about a day chance. You do not go after all my people and think you're going to get away with it. And so everyone out there, there's a, go on my Facebook page, or Twitter page, or Maggie's Twitter page, and there's a petition for getting Sabrina back. Oh,
yes,
and
me.
We have another call. Hey, Bobby.
Hey. Look, I agree with you right there. They have no right to kill off Sabrina on GH. I mean, Teresa Castillo, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, is a great actress. And I admit, the 3 years she's been on GH, she have yet to be nominated for supporting actress or younger actress or lead actress for an Emmy. And she put on some great work, yet she gets denied an Emmy. And I just think that the way they killed her off have been a big mistake on GH's part. I mean, I can understand Brian Craig leaving the show for one. It's one thing, but this was just unbelievable to kill off somebody like that. And I understand what Teresa has been busy with, the fact that she had to take time off the last couple of years to give birth to her kids and all that. So I understand.
Oh, that didn't matter. That did not matter at all. You know, that does not, you know, matter me. About she was on there 4 years. And this, you know, this has been the worst mistake they have made in, like, 2 years or so. The thing about, you know, Brian leaving, well, you know, people, I just want to, you know, it wasn't over money. It wasn't over money. It was time off. Morgan has been in a, Brian Craig has been in a top storyline for almost a year and a half, no break. So, you know, they are doing what they did to Steve Burton. You know, they do not want all our guys to burn out the Seedly. You know, I mean, Maggie and I would love seeing Sunny on 5 days a week. But realistically, we know that would be bad because it would be working more into an early grave. So we don't want that. But this is unacceptable. This is, you know, maddening. This is everything.
I came out of left field completely.
So I am mad tonight, and...
But I feel your pain. I feel your pain, and I rarely watch GH these days. Well, I feel your pain, but I haven't communicated on Twitter or and written to Sabrina and to other stars on the show. I feel your pain.
Well, and you know what? You know, and what? You are not gonna like what I'm about to say next, Bobby. Maggie, back me up. Back me up, Maggie. Ava needs to die. I don't care. I do not give a damn. No, I don't. After yesterday, she got Paul to send the two numbers off. Zodin is a small cop, even though sometimes I don't, you know, I feel mad at what she did to our son. But Sabrina is a great cop. And what Ava just did about the two numbers, really, you really when you're psycho brother free? No, he nearly killed Sabrina, not Sabrina, Alexis, if it wasn't for Sunny saving her ass. So, excuse me, I'm not an Ava fan. I will never be an Ava fan. As far as I'm concerned, let Mysterio kill, come and get Baptist. And Mom,
Pine Barrens,
what
please.
Did you think? What did you think, Mom?
I would really like her in the Pine Barrens. I like her to take her and her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it, Paul. Well, no, I got to say it. Okay. I love the actor. I was thrilled he got the job. But how can you do this to me? He's being lousy to my people. And Monica?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Monica? I mean, she's been through so much, and he's going to do this to her? And it's like, he should get the shot himself. Or they, it was just manning with that. I was real upset over Monica getting it. But then Sabrina came in to save her life, and lo and behold, those are his fancy shoes that nobody seems to recognize.
Yeah.
They're behind her.
And what I'm mad about, you know, I'm a Carly fan. I have never made any secret about it. But if Michael blames Carly for all this, I'm going to be pissed. And I'm sick of all the Carly bashing that's been on Twitter for the last 2 days. Because, number one, she would do what any mother would do. You know, meddle in their kid's life. And let me see a mother that has never meddled in a kid's life and then tell me that and how bad Carly is. No. She was just being a really good mom, okay? Maybe she should have not let her feeling, you know, so strongly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what she was feeling. And I don't want to see another Carly Michael whipped. And, you know, I'm really not really so worried about her because I know Jason will save the day with that. Jason will go talk to both of them. And Jason is probably going to have the serial killer now. And that means we get what I wanted for the last, what, year, Mom? Sonny and Jason are going to team up and take down everyone. And besides, and you know what? ABC soaps in depth. Screw you on your article because, you know what? Sonny and Carly are problematic to Jason and Sam. Really? That really problematic?
Really?
Number one, if Jason wants to work in the mob, Sam knows
this
with everything going on, everyone needs protecting. Number two, you know, Sam and Carly's been getting along really good lately. And, you know, and everyone knows I'm not the biggest Sam fan, but, you know, the moments he told her father off, I had, like, the most respect for her ever. And I mean, you know, I want to know what Paul had against all these people. Paul, I mean, Lucas, Bobby.
That's what I'm figuring out.
Who else? Lucas, Bobby. That doctor, who is everyone? Does everyone know who he is? Probably has killed.
Three patients that were dying. The doctor, got Bobby, and Lucas. And
okay.
Supposedly who he's talking to on the phone, he can't be with his daughter for her birthday or something because he's got to handle this job. And it's like, okay, does your daughter seriously think, if this is a situation, that she would be proud of you for killing people in her name? I don't think so.
And what is Dylan going to say when he found out what his father has done? And also what his father has done because, number one, he's a codomain. And, you know, I love it that Michael and Dylan get along. And Dylan will feel so heartbroken for Michael. And once he finds out that his own screwed up son of a bitch father had done this.
Fancy shoot father?
You know, son of a bitch father.
Elizabeth?
You know,
upstairs. And, oh, with Hayden, and I'm finding out Hayden's really her sister because of the blood type.
Okay, you and I talked about a couple of months ago about Hayden and Elizabeth.
Yes. But he did that too. He wanted to kill Elizabeth that day. So how many more people does he want to kill? Is there a list that he's doing, or I don't know. What I don't understand, I'm trying to figure this out. There has to be a logical reason to why he's so cuckoo. For Cocoa Puffs.
He came out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, and
there's got to be a motive. Hello?
Well,
anybody
there's
got to
be a motive
out
that,
there?
You know, you and I, you know what, I thought about this all night long. About this, because I will never understand, you know, all this killing spree. And right now, sorry, I am missing the mom, Mo and Mo every moment. On your mom?
I mean the organization.
Yes.
Sunny imports coffee.
Okay.
Jerome is the one that does the drug.
No,
so
I mean, but Sunny.
Throw him in jail, maybe they'll shut that down. But after today, I don't know if he's going to go to jail.
Well, yeah, me either. So, yes, Dental Hospital is going to be good next week. I cannot wait. Even though I haven't seen today. And I don't want to hear why I didn't see it today. Hey, I'm all caught up from Thursday, and Mom asked, tell everyone what a miracle that is.
That is a miracle. I've been kind of on your case about it, because I kind of feel
you
in
have been.
And
you know, and with, you know, I mean, but see, Maggie is the only one that really can be on my case and get away with it. So, yes, and so, you know, next week is going to be good. And, you know, I think everyone should just sit back and enjoy General Hospital and stop saying, people, that General Hospital is going off the air.
How are they going off the air?
Look, I'm not believing in death or any of the others or Dave, for that matter. I don't care what people say.
Dave is not going off either, Bobby. Don't worry about it.
They do
this every year, and people do not have the brain God gave them.
I don't believe the internet rumors about what they say about Dave is getting canceled or anything like that.
No,
I don't
Dave is not getting canceled.
That's just bull. That's just BS.
No, Bobby, Dave is not going canceled. And they just weed up for like 2 years. So before everyone is like, oh, it's going off, you know, boast it. And, okay, so since we're only on an hour tonight,
I got a question.
Right. I do want to just say, speaking of days, I was impressed with Martha Madison's performance
Bobby,
on Monday. I'm sorry.
Bobby, I was getting to it. I was getting to that. Days has been another one that I had to watch this week. And, you know, Maggie really didn't push me on the dates part because I had to see what the hell was going on there because, you know, it's so good. I love the Paul and John bonding. I love that, you know, even though Brady and Paul have not been brothers for very long. I just love it that they have a really close relationship.
Yeah.
And Paul and Brady would do anything for each other. And I just thought the whole mess up of Bill leaving town before her big brother got married. That was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But I saw a great performance that Martha did on Monday show, and I said to myself, she have got to win, if not Emmy, for one of her web shows. She got to win it right there. I know that that she will probably get into tough competition in the supporting actress with the way Melissa Reed and Jen Lilly have had great stories over the past year. But
mm-hmm.
it's going to be, but you got to just consideration to either be like Mary Beth Evans and get two Emmys, one for a web show and one for Days next year, because of her performance just by just Monday right there.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of people I was really excited to see back on Days, I was happy to see the lovely and talented Cassie DePaia back on Days.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I left you a message earlier in the week, Carly, that have you ever had her on the show when she was on One Life to Live?
No, I've never had. No, I've never had Cassie DePaiva on my show. On her
right.
show, yes, I would love to have Cassie DePaiva, and I think
right.
she's on Dane's for a little while, which is really good.
Right.
But I think
right,
our host,
right. I know that Cassie has had help issues in the last
well,
month
yeah,
or so,
and
but,
you know what, but
I'm praying for her that she gets very well.
Bobby, I just wanted to test on that for a second. I love that Cassie DePaiva was so open and honest about who, mom, was it Hoskins that she has? Cassie
mm-hmm.
DePaiva.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maggie?
Yeah.
Was it Hoskin's disease that Cassie
well,
DePaiva has, or what? And Bobby, I'm asking Maggie.
Lymphoma, I believe.
Yep, and you know what? Is that, you know, at first she did not want to tell anyone, but I'm, you know, I love it. I love it about how she was so, you know, open and honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love, because I think that we kind of needed that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
come on, stills, no matter what, they can get cancer and all this. So, but I love Eve and Nicole bonding this week. What did everyone think of that?
That was adorable, I thought.
I couldn't get through the first 5 minutes of how Eve was preparing Teresa for the wedding without her going to panic mode, because I thought for 2 minutes the woman was going to have a heart attack. And it's a good thing they taped like 6 months in advance, because if it had been 6 weeks ago, I don't think in Cassie help, she probably would got pulled off that one without having to assemble a few times, even if we've seen the outtakes on YouTube.
No, but I mean, what I love about, you know, Eve and Teresa, they are really close by now. And, you know,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. The fact how Eve told Nicole, you know, yeah, I know Teresa probably did a lot of things wrong, but, you know, she's a great mother. And, Mom, okay, you saw Days of Our Life today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Was Brady on? Was Teresa on?
Yes. Teresa. Mm-hmm. They were with Demos. He offered them to go move into his house for safety over to the mansion. And does Chad, oh, I love Chad. I always did love Chad. But has anybody got a funny feeling that Chad's mother that died isn't his real mother? That Kate
yep.
really is his mother?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else
right.
picking up on that or no?
Yep, I've been picking up that for the last couple of months. I really think Sal's real mother is Kate. Because, you know, the fact yesterday, I mean, at the end of it, that, you know, Sal walked in and saw, you know, Clyde there. And
mm-hmm.
even though Kate said, no, honey, I want you to just keep Thomas safe and whatever. I love
right.
it that they have each other's back. And, yes, I do think Kate and Sal
mm-hmm.
are mother and daughter. I mean, son, sorry.
Right. Well, isn't just me, or from what I saw yesterday with the interaction between Gabby and Chad in the beginning, that I'm thinking, I might be wrong about this, that maybe perhaps Gabby
mm-hmm.
might be cheating on JJ for Chad. I mean, we've seen this happen already this summer with Sierra. So I don't think...
True.
So I don't know if maybe this, we could be seeing a possible Chad-Gabby pairing, especially when you consider that Marcy Miller is coming 2 days as Abigail, and considering what happened already with the whole Sierra situation with Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Let Maggie talk, Bobby.
Oh, I'm sorry. When JJ walked in, okay, he was trying on shirts. And JJ was very uncomfortable that Abby was there. And hopefully she'll stay with JJ. I really like her with JJ.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I mean, now we know that, you know, the new Abby is coming back and all this. No, mm-hmm. And I love her and JJ. And, you know, what I loved about this week was, oh, my God, next week, the Reign of Terror in Nowhere Near Over. Oh, my God, now they have Kayla and Zoe?
Yeah.
Oh, they sent him a biscuit. I said biscuit.
You said biscuit, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, biscuits do have children, I would think.
Right. Another couple I'm just very cautious about right now, but am skeptical is Claire and Theo. I mean, first of all, I like Theo better with Sierra, not Sierra with Chad. I love Claire because the woman can act and she can sing. I mean, because she reminds me a little bit of Taylor Swift with a lot of what we saw with Kirsten Storms when she was Belle on Days, all rolling to one.
Right.
But the thing is, for me, you know, I was always, and Mom can tell you, I was always a Theo and Sierra fan ever since, you know, they were born. I kind of put the curse on them when they were born. But I'm enjoying the Theo and Cleo thing right now because, you know, right now I don't think Sierra should be in a relationship for a little while because, because of the fact that, you know, with the rape. And I'm not saying, okay, people that get raped and, you know, date or whatever, no. What I'm saying is,
right.
She's been there, she lost her dad. She lost her dad.
Right.
Got raped. And then her mom almost died by the hand of Aiden. All of that, for, you know, for a teenager, come on. I mean, not a teenager, but, you know, a young woman. Excuse me.
In the last year since Vivian took over the role of Sierra, she's been through a lot of hell with the whole thing with Chase raping her and with her losing her father and this. And I agree. And I'm more on rape and hope side, but I don't know if Sierra or Sean is ready for another dad.
No. Wait, no. No, Mom, didn't on that day that we brought home from the hospital, Sierra and Sean gave him a big hug, and they both know that we and Hope love each other. And then, going on Bo's name, Bo told Rafe,
take care of her.
You know,
remember
she
that?
Loves
oh,
you.
That's sweet.
Go take right. care of her. So with that, in my humble opinion, that is okay. I mean, the thing I'm having trouble with, and Maggie and I sometimes disagree on this, but that's normal. Because I love... Maggie, who were we talking about the day? About dates. Oh, okay. I just love the fact that everyone is going to be in on this, what I'm calling the Reign of Tear with three evil bastards.
I don't like these SOBs, because first of all, I wasn't too crazy about Clyde with Ben in the first place. Secondly, I don't care who's suffering more. I mean, I don't know who's suffering more hell, Nicole or Teresa, or the fact that Xander, who, by the way, the SOB should have been dead, by the way, not in prison.
Thank
for,
you.
And I don't know about this. And third, this other guy, I don't even know, probably way before my time.
Okay. He was your time.
I mean, I haven't watched, I mean, I didn't start watching Days until, like, 2002. But I don't know nothing about this guy.
Bobby, no, Maggie told me.
90s.
OPS was on, and I remember it a little. I remember him a little.
90s.
So, yeah, early 90s, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the younger people don't remember him.
Right.
But, you know, the whole thing about Brady and Teresa's wedding, I'm going to be funny. I don't think Victor needs to host any more weddings at the Manson because something always goes wrong. And I want, does Brady know yet? Did Teresa confess to Brady today that, you know, see me lied about Xander, or did that come out? Because I don't think Brady's going to be mad at her over this. What does everyone think?
I don't know.
I'll probably will have to check it out later tonight or sometime this weekend, or maybe get back with the Divas of Days on what happened.
Well, no. Maggie, you saw it today. Did they talk about it at all?
They didn't talk about it today, but... they might have off screen, maybe when Teresa changed her dress or whatever. And I'm sure he would understand this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
after
what he did to, it aggravates me with Eric and my Nicole, because I love Nicole. And didn't she look beautiful?
Yeah, me too.
I love the new hairstyle that Ariana Sucker is sporting. Because I thought first when I saw a picture of Nicole, I thought that they recast the actress until I realized that was Ariana Zucker with her new look.
Well, yeah, I just love...
She looks beautiful.
I love Nicole, and I love the friendship with Teresa and Nicole, and, like, last week when Nicole's like, I better just stay away, I know I'm not family. And Teresa's like, just you all. You're all totally family. You're all family.
Right.
And the way, Bobby.
Okay, I'll let you go first.
Okay, the way everything went down in the Manson, and I love how Brady looked at Eve and Nicole and said, go to the police station with, and Theo, I mean, not Theo, Sonny. He turned Sonny and goes, cops. And that's all he had to say. And what I loved was when Eve and Nicole were walking through Houghton Square, and then Nicole called her father, Abe, in my book, and told him, and I love how Abe is like, okay, slow down, Nicole, what's going on? And I just love how everyone is
like
looking
the surrogate
out for
dad.
What?
He's like her surrogate dad.
Yeah, no matter what.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know Abe thinks, you know, Nicole has messed up. But I know when they got the phone call, and, you know, I'm not going to say any bad about a cop, but yes, I am for a second. That damn stupid freaking cop. And the woman's like, watch the fax machine. And he didn't watch the damn thing. And three crazy men is on the look. Loose. And I will say that I was glad my boy, my little handsome A. Martinez was back this week punching them, calling woman was on. You know, I don't know if, Eduardo called able woman. I was hoping he was on the phone with Zahn. Who do you think Eduardo was on the phone with? Zahn, woman, or Abe?
Oh, probably, I don't know, because I didn't pay that much attention with Aguado, but I think it might be some sort of consistency back to what Blanca said a few weeks ago about somebody from her past and how this guy was terrorizing people like Gabby, and how he stalked and tried to attack her and stuff like that. So I think they might have a connection here. I mean, I'm not saying because I can understand why Ariana, I think, left and everything else. So there might be like a connection here. And I said, say if I'm Gabby or even her daughter Ariana, I would be very careful right here. And
No, because I think everyone's going to protect everyone because, you know, everyone knows how serious this is. You know, like Maggie said that Deimos invited, you know, Brady and Teresa to the mansion, and I hope they take it. Because right now no one is safe, and Mom, do we get to see Dawn and Marlena today or no?
Oh, yes, we got to see them. We've got to see Patrick Kayla, too.
Because I was hoping Claire was on, and Claire was at their house and gave Dawn a big hug. Did that happen?
Not today. No, he's at the hospital. They get put a patch on his arm because he had a brace room.
I was just going to say, guys, was the Brat Pack, as I like to refer to the day's team, that Brat Pack 2016, was they on today? Because I know they were on yesterday, but I couldn't get past the Gabby and Chad scene for the first 5 minutes before I started yelling at the team and go, Chad, did you learn your lesson from Sierra? I think right now you better be careful that new Abigail doesn't end up like Kate Madison was in a Lifetime movie that recently aired, they call on what I guess, because then that's when we know that Abigail is crazy.
For
that's what I was saying
to
the TV.
I think for the foreseeable time, myself, would prefer if Chad did not wear shirts or wore shirts when they were open. Nobody else was beating that kick in the camera and how hot he looked yesterday, or no?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, he looked hot.
Oh, okay. But that was me. No, it is probably me.
But I'll tell you, that's another guy that on days that should be considered Emmy nomination qualified. It's Billy Flynn. I mean, I love this guy. In fact, anybody named Billy, whether it be Billy Miller or Billy Flynn, actually, that's automatically my man crush, but I'm not losing man points or anything like that because I like Chris Rushon and Freddie Smith too because they're like my man crush on the show. Because ever since Guy Wilson left, I kind of felt like I lost a bromance and a man crush on him, and there's no more handsome dudes on days to have man crush with because without losing points or just coming out. I am not. Gay or anything like that, because I think we went over this before. But
no, I mean, come on, everyone. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, because I will always say Lola White always looks so, you know, perfect and everything. And the fact that, you know, you have all these people going through hell. And what I loved yesterday was when Abe, you know, went to the, you know, coffee house. Listen, right, Sad owns a coffee place now, right?
He sold it.
I know that.
Oh, Sad did.
I know that.
Oh, no, son.
I know that Kate owns, like, Horton's, like, the Martin house now, because I know a few weeks ago.
Yeah, she owns my husband.
Yeah, I saw that.
I love her. She kicked everybody out.
I'm gonna be funny. Is I love seeing all those team there on the, you know, in the coffee house, and I'm thinking, I feel like they really don't have to pay for coffee, because if, you know, if Sad owns it, like I half owned it, you know, of course he's gonna let his, you know, nephew that he loves so much, you know, not pay for coffee with his friends. And I love how my Abe walked in and had to tell all the kids, you know, the young adults about what happened.
That was adorable.
And Claire goes, what? What are you talking about my grandfather? What happened? And, you know, like, everyone was, like, feeling so sorry for her. And in that moment, I love that because finally they are saying that John is Claire's, you know, granddaughter. Finally. And you know what? And everyone wants to say, Bobby, I'm almost done.
Okay.
People want to say, oh, you know, Claire's like 18 now, whatever. Who does she, you know, who is she going to live with? And I'm like, hello, people. She has Dawn and Melina as grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
She has Hope for a grandmother. She did have Bo as a grandfather. She is also related. You know, she has the grandmother Caroline. That girl is related to so many people that I'm not even worried about where she's going to live because one of them will, you know, take her in. And, you know, even I think Abe would. And, I mean, like, Zoe, you know, I laugh because everyone wants to forget that Zoe and Sierra are also cousins. And then what I thought was weird was, and I said this to Maggie, I really thought, like, Cleo and Sierra would have been at, you know, Brady's wedding just because he's always been close to those two. But
I'm just thinking, because, like I said, the woman had talent. And I go back to, like, maybe back to the day before the Thanksgiving show aired, when Claire said to Belle and mentioned about Marlene and John and referred to them as Grandma Marlene and Grandpa John, which I thought was okay. And I just didn't realize that 10 months later that this was probably going to be actual truth. Because I think I remember on Monday when she walked out when Belle and Sean was having the conversation over what Belle's going to do. She mentioned something about how she was going to go to her grandma, and I don't know which grandma was she by, because I was like going, okay, this could be Grandma Judy and Doug, it could be Grandma Caroline, it could be Grandma Marlena. I don't know. So
Marlena.
Well, actually, if you want to be technical about it. Zuli is like Sierra's step grandmother, but also Sierra's you know, aunt. You know, because Hope and because people forget that Hope and Zuli are sisters. People forget about that a lot because, you know, Doug and Zuli are married. And what I love about, you know, this teen scene is I just love how we are seeing a lot of them. And, you know, and it's been really good lately about, you know.
And even, I'll give some credit where credit is due. Even Jade showed some emotion back from the Olympic break with Joey back a couple weeks ago. I'll give Jade some credit. I mean, I'm not a big Jay fan, but other than Jay, is everybody else on the show seems to be reasonable as far as the teens are concerned. But Jay even showed some motion where I had to say, okay, we may not be on the same page, but at least we know that you have a brain.
Well, yeah, I'm enjoying all of it. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm falling in love with all of it. And, you know, I'm enjoying it. Because, I mean, once, you know, it's like every guy, you know, Steve, Sean, Eduardo, Roman, Abe are all going to have to work together right now and keep everyone safe. You know, it's not, I mean, right now I think they need to put a cop outside of Sean and Melina's place.
They got it.
Yeah, they need to put a cop thing on the Demira Manson. They need to also put a cop place on Kate's the hotel. I mean, there's so many cops that right now they need to put, cops on. And the thing that I
right
like this, you know, I hate Aiden. I want Aiden to die. Mm-hmm. I'm done with Aiden.
Okay.
You know, I think Sage never killed his mother. I really think it was Aiden now. What does everyone think about that?
Well, first of all, I don't like his alliance with Andre to begin with. Secondly, I like Dale and everything else because I have to agree with the Divas of Days because they like Dale and his work, and he was on her show last Wednesday, and I simply just send the praises of what he and Lauren were doing. But as far as
what were you saying?
Well, as far as the whole situation with the with Aiden, I don't like his alliance with Andre or the Damaris to begin with. Okay, continue.
No, before I forget, I promise Days of Our Life, Dave Diva on Blog Talk, tomorrow night is having a very special show at 7 o'clock West Coast time, Eastern or whatever. They are going to have Lone Cosgrove and Theo Penguin on tomorrow night on Dave Diva show.
Well, they were on last Wednesday, I remember.
No, they were not. Okay, did you talk to them, Bobby?
It was Wednesday last week.
Bobby, did you talk to them?
Yes.
What?
Yes,
no,
I'm sorry.
I thought they were supposed to be on this Saturday.
No, well, when I called into the show last week, they had technical issues with one of the hosts trying to get online, so there was no show. They had a show last Wednesday. I'm sorry about the confusion or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I believe I'm gonna be on tomorrow night. I think they are on again tomorrow night too.
I gotta check that out. Keep talking
while I figure this out.
Alright.
But I gotta check this out.
But I would like to just say very briefly that the way things are going now on Days, and I would have to say it's just good right now. I mean, the whole situation that we saw this week with the guys in prison with Dwayne, that was awesome. I mean, I admit Martha Madison's coming back soon, and so is Brandon Beener. It doesn't mean that we have heard the last of Sean and Bell. Don't you agree?
They're going to just go there for a little bit, I guess.
Right, because when I saw this online about Martha returning, I thought, well, what's the use of firing she or Brandon in the first place? I mean, I would love to have Martha back. I would love for Carly to actually have Martha back on the show.
We are going to have her back.
Oh, great, because it would be great to interview her. It would be great to also get maybe Cassie or one of the teens, especially Sierra or Claire, to be on the show one day, so I can just at least tell them how much I admired their talents and everything else, and because that would be one show I won't miss. I don't care what time you put it on. You can put it on at 1 in the morning East if you have to, but I'll be ready, Carly.
Well, no, I mean, I knew I'm just checking their website because, you know,
I love Lauren.
I could have sworn that They were doing. Oh my God! So they only. They had Theo and Lauren on last Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. Yeah.
Did you talk to them?
Yes, I actually talked to them. I waited patiently for an hour and a half.
Oh, damn son of a bitch!
I'm sorry, Carly. I'm sorry, Carly. I mean, you did put the reminder out, but I don't know.
Because one of the girls was telling me it was on the 17th. So that's why,
Yeah, because there was no show last week because of technical issues. I do remember that because I received an email back from one of them today explaining why it was not on.
I guess it's another issue one.
So, wait, were they on for the whole show?
Yeah, they were on for the whole... Well, I know last week there was no Saturday show, but there was a Wednesday show with Lauren and Theo because of the Wednesday show with Lauren and Theo, and they talked for an hour and a half, and I was on for the whole time. I waited on hold for about that whole time, and they brought me on just to talk to them, and I got a chance to talk to them, and mainly to just criticize Lauren over what she was doing on days with the whole Tate situation and with what she was trying to blackmail Chloe and stuff.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, but...
to me, she's the best wife that my paisan ever married. Definitely.
Yeah.
I like them together.
Yeah. But.
And did you like her when she was with Rafe and they had their little affair?
I did, kind of.
I did.
Oh.
Yeah, but she did. But I think I remember her getting into a fight with Jordan, or as I refer to her now as Bethany on YNR, or as she will all be known as Amanda from All My Children.
Exactly.
if you can get Chris Hill or Justin onto the show soon, Carly, I'd be happy to talk to one of them
I'm kind of mad right now because, okay, Bobby, if that ever happens again, and you know someone from Dave is going on something, so let me know.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know again.
Like Dave Diva, I would love to know if, you know, because I really want to help them, you know, get more people on. And, you know, they are really nice people.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right, I know.
You know,
I apologize for that. It was my fault. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm sorry,
now we
Carly.
Know,
it was
right?
my fault. Am I
it's
forgiven?
It's okay. I kind of.
You're forgiven.
By the way, I haven't watched
Bold and Beautiful.
Yes, thank you. But I will this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you gotta see YNR.
Right.
Oh, you Jack.
Well, speaking
Carly
of,
loves Jack.
Wait.
Speaking of people with the new looks on TV, I talked about Nicole, how I love her new look earlier. I love Chelsea's hairstyle. I love Melissa Claire Agin's hairstyle. I love how she has it short
too.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
beautiful.
That is pretty hot. I mean, if Melissa Claire Agin wasn't married or had a handsome guy, according to what I've seen on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, I would definitely have dated her. I mean, if you want, we can just. I mean, I would love for you to interview her one day because she went to the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill. I'm a Tar Heels fan, so we can just.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Chelsea.
Melissa Claire.
Chelsea.
They moved from New York down to North Carolina.
I've interviewed
All My Children.
I have interviewed who?
Oh.
When
yeah,
they left
I'm,
New
York, yeah, and. And then when I went on the set of YNO, I rode down the same elevator as Melissa Claire Agin, And I told her how much I love Dylan. And Dylan and Cersei together and never take Adam back and all this. And this happened like 4 years ago, and I loved it. Because we got all off the elevator. And why there was Steve Burton took the stairs. And, well, I got a picture with Melissa Clary again and Steve Burton. And my mom was, like, talking to Steve Burton. And I go, Mom, you're talking to Jason Morgan. And I go, I go, Steve, you know, I miss you on General Hospital, you know. Sonny is kind of in trouble right now, and you kind of need to go help him. Yeah. And he goes, I know, I broke your heart by leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
but
yeah, you broke my heart.
But, Carly, who would have known that you would run into the
Bobby,
real...
I'm not finished.
I'm sorry. I'll let you finish and...
No, I just thought it was like a, you know, and we talked and he took my picture with him and I just said to Steve, I go, I missed you on D8, but I love that you're on YNO, and this is even before the whole Nikki and Paul thing came into play. I said to him, I'm like, by the way, Dylan has some parents on, you know, on the phone. He goes, okay, how did you know that? I don't know that. And I go, okay, because it's going to be Nikki and Paul, all your mom and dad. I called it 5 months before it happened.
Wow.
Because it is perfect casting.
Right.
For me, it's perfect casting, you know, with that. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's
obvious.
My fault. You know, for
it seemed
us.
It seemed ironic that you would be talking with the former Jason Morgan and then later on the same set be talking with the current Jason Morgan, Billy Miller, when he was Billy, because that's kind of ironic.
No, Billy was on the set that day. Billy was on the set that day, and we probably kissed him. And Christoph was even on that, Christoph was on the set. And in a way, I'm still brokenhearted about it because, Mom, what would happen if Christoph was on the set that day?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
What?
But at least you got a chance.
Neil was on today on Young and the Restless, and I didn't.
What?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. Okay. You know. See. If it was anyone else that forgot to tell me, they would be dead.
Okay.
But if it's you, then you get away with a lot more than normal people.
Let me ask you one quick question, Carly. Did you get a chance to meet Michelle Stafford, who is now Nina on GH, when she was still
No, I didn't because by the time I got... Okay, I was on the set the day that Dylan... kidnapped Connor, and I was watching it, and I was the very first couple of people that saw the little baby as Connor. I mean, not Connor. Connor, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, but no, I didn't get to see Michelle Stafford because she was on her way out, and they were also setting up for that, and then they were also setting up for Zinni Cooper's Catherine, for your memorial service, whatever you guys want to call it.
Right,
You know, that
was
happening.
What about Hunter King, Summer, who is not going to be on Life in Pieces? Did you get a chance to meet her?
Oh, no, I would love to. You know what? And I love Summer.
I mean, I wish her the best of luck on her new show, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be the same without Summer. Huh?
Yeah, but I love Summer, I love Hunter King. And no, we don't know what really happened all those years ago. But she's a damn great actress. I love her.
She got two Emmys. And she's done pretty good. And she's now just trying to take her talents to comedy level with Life in Pieces. And it's going to be interesting to see if she can win a daytime, if she can accomplish a daytime and a primetime Emmy, not necessarily in the same year, but
yeah.
sometime next year for what she's going to be doing on Life in Pieces. I mean, there's a young actress with talent.
A little small, though. They're a little small.
Right.
Well, but you know what? I mean, but I repeat, Huntu, King, and Not Living My and All, I think she will be doing both, because I think Life and Pizza's all on the, also on the CBS slot.
Mm-hmm. Right, because if Christopher Sean can do Hawaii Five-0 in days,
mm-hmm.
I don't see why that's not a problem, because I think years ago, Deidre Hall did a Saturday morning show. She did a primetime show and days all within one span of 10 years.
Oh, you mean Old House?
Yeah.
I loved Old House. That was like my favorite. So I never missed an episode. And and I want to tell you guys something. Okay. I have found the perfect way to go shopping without even leaving my house. And I want everyone else to know this because I love it. People, Amazon.
Amazon?
May I finish, Bobby?
Okay.
Amazon is like awesome. It is, you know, it's insane because, you know, as of now, I have 3 Amazon deliveries this week, and my mom told me that maybe, and this mom too, told me that it was better to, do like once a week. I mean, once a month, because, you know, as of now, I have like 100 items on my wrist things. So what does everyone think about Amazon? I'm just curious what everyone thinks.
I got a video over the summer with them, and it's great. But I do want to say I really like to get the video streaming thing so I can actually watch The Bay, because it went a lot of Emmys, and it got some great talented people that you have interviewed on this show in the past, and not to mention people that I'm familiar with from not only Days, but from General Hospital and the other soaps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I love about it is, okay, and a lot of people need to do this because I figured this out. You know, what I did was, you know, I'm a Prime member now, and usually, you know, it would be $99, for 1 year, and it would be taken out of my account. But I called, and you know, you guys can do $10.99. No, it's like $10.99 or $12.99 a month, and that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm just telling you, boys, and when you do it the first time, you get a free month of Amazon. So I'm telling everyone, Amazon is like a drug. Well, not really a drug, but it could be.
You know what? Between that and Netflix, I'm probably going to have more time on the computer streaming shows and movies. That'd be House of Cards on Netflix or Fuller House on Netflix or The Bay on Amazon. And I'm going to just basically just have a field day with that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for me, I would never take, you know, all the, Bay series or whatever. For me, you know, I love just crawling in bed, having my Sprite, and turning on the TV or the TiVo. For me, I don't like watching, TV on the computer because if you sit here, like, so long, your back goes out and your butt goes out. So
right.
For me, I just love enjoying watching it from my bed. What is your favorite thing to do, watch TV now? On the net, on TV, in your bedroom, living room, and let's start with David.
in a bed watching TV.
And David, did you have TiVo or DVR?
DVR.
Mm-hmm. Oh, TiVo is so good. Okay, and even though I know this answer, Mom, what do you do?
TV, DVR, and since the Cubs like to play baseball, which they won, on my phone, I am for the general hospital.
Oh, well, you know what? I hate the Cubs. I hate them. I hate them.
What?
I hate them. I hate them.
Well, they preempt the GH on Wednesday, but so it wouldn't make any difference to me because they're going to the playoffs anyways.
It doesn't matter, Bobby. If it's gonna interrupt my mom seeing Sunny, then there is a problem, people. And yes, if I ever
go
to Chicago, what?
Nobody gets between me and Sunny.
No,
Sunny
not even
me.
Not even me. And I called her one day because we talk great. 40 times a day, and when I say that, I don't think I'm kidding, aren't I, Mom?
No, you're not.
Right. But I sort of interrupted
her.
You
have asked me a question about
Bobby!
The DVR. I'm sorry, Carly.
Sorry. I sort of interrupted Mom the other day watching CA since he wasn't really happy with me for about 20 minutes of a whole surrogate mother and daughter relationship. So I've learned now not to interrupt Maggie when she's watching the ace. Bad things happen to people. So people out there, do not call. Do not do anything until after she sees Sunny.
Well,
I get all my hope.
Well, the Cubs were on TV, and I needed to watch it on my phone. In order to watch ABC app on my phone, I couldn't have anything else interfering with it because then you'd have to start the whole thing over again, whatever, da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean.
Yes.
And interrupted a couple of cute sections of his delicious dimples. I kind of got bored.
Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. Okay, okay. I just put something from Soap Souls. Guilty conscience. Edward A. Martinez had a hard time trying to make things work with his family and be really be for them. His reaction made things work not just for his family but the entire town. He confessed to Dawn how inadvertently Mom is INADVERTEN. Or ENTY. Okay, he inadvertently allowed Opus, cried, and Xanu.
Escape.
He's responsible for unleashing the hell on Salem. Can make it unsafe for so many? Will he be able to make it right? Oh no!
Yeah, Monday he tells John that he was involved. Remember, I thought I didn't want to upset
Okay, so now I'm going to be freaking out about that all weekend. Do you think Vaughn's going to forgive Eduardo or not, Mom?
I think it was an accident.
What?
I mean, he wanted to get after the people that were coming after his family and that. And I think he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Okay, I know I make excuses for guys when they're bad. I know I'm terrible about that. But this is my excuse for him. It was the wrong place at the wrong time.
Do you think I have anything to worry about my bromance between Dawn and Eduardo?
Someone might be sleeping on the couch.
What?
You know, bromance.
Why?
Somebody might be sleeping on the couch. Well, if
no,
what
one thing will Dawn forgive Eduardo for what he just did?
Yes, but yeah, I don't think it'll be tomorrow. I think it'll take a little bit.
Oh, damn. Okay. And Rhonda, why did you do it? Why?
I was going to tell you that tonight, so you wouldn't be upset after the show.
I'm only upset.
Well, you read it now. You weren't supposed to read it now.
I know, but what happens when Facebook gets up? But no, okay. So before we close,
excuse me, Polly.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get to me about the TBR thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how Bobby watches TV.
Bobby, how did you watch TV?
Well, I've been trying to stream a couple of shows on HBO on my phone, but I have had crappy Wi-Fi as of late, so it was either that. But I usually like DVR stuff to watch, because with the new fall season coming up, it's giving me a chance to watch that in days every day when I get home, and that'd be great. If not, I would just go to the on-demand menu on my cable service and just watch it on demand, and it would help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I have a question. So, Bobby, do you own your own DVR, or do you have to share it with people? Because I would never share my DVR with anyone.
I got my DVR, so like I said, it's from our local cable company. So, so I'd be able to watch the shows and DVR anything and just watch it when I get a chance.
Well, because, no, I know you live with people, but if it was me, I would not. Nothing would get between me and my TiVo or my DVR, because I record everything.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know, and like Mom and I both, well, right now I have over 102 things a day that I'm in a hospital. And no, it's not that I have 132 episodes that go off. Every time Sunny, Spencer, Carly, Sunny on, I have to save it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I'm trying to
when
do best.
Luke and Sunny, said goodbye, of course I had to say that. And, okay, so we have four minutes left, but I just want to say, okay, what primetime shows are you guys looking forward to see coming back this fall season? And this, I will start with Bobby.
Well, I'm looking forward, probably as far as the new shows that are coming out, I'm looking forward to that Kevin James show because of two reasons. One, former Day star Taylor Spidler, who was, Mia on Days when she was about 10 years ago. She's going to be on there, and I don't know if you ever have an interview with her, but it would be nice to just get her on the show one day, because she worked recently with Melissa Joan Hart and Jordan Lawrence on their Freeform, formerly ABC Family show. So I'm looking forward to seeing Kevin James' new show, because I have admired Kevin James' comical stuff through the Paul Blart movies and the Grown Up movies.
Mm-hmm.
And any other shows you like for the new season, Bobby?
I'm actually also looking forward to maybe seeing. And also maybe a couple more shows. I know that I just recently just finished watching the entire season of Zoo, because that's going to be coming back next summer, so I look forward to seeing that next year. And it was because you and when we had Jada on the show that you actually, thanks to you and Jada, turned me on to the show. So I thank Jada Hall right there for turning me on to the show.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as any of these shows, other than that's coming up, I'm not that much of a primetime watcher when it comes to drama or anything like that. So.
Okay, David, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
I look forward for Gotham and Gotham returning, and Supergirl and The Flash and Big Bang Theory. So,
Anything else you? Any other you are looking forward to, Boston? David, like any other part-time show?
Lucifer. The show called Lucifer. I think it's good. Very good show, Lucifer.
Okay. Well, and then we go to Maggie. I'm looking forward to NCIS, LA, Grey's Anatomy, Chicago Fire, Chicago MD, Chicago PD, Law and Order SUV, The Mill, Modern Family, the new show called Bo with Michael Weatherly. and Blue Bloods.
Oh, yeah. There's another show I'm looking forward to maybe checking out. The new MacGyver.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and Maggie. Maggie, what are you looking up to for the fall season?
Well, I just want to make an announcement for some people out there. Not to forget Tuesday night, This Is Us is on. And that's with the new show with Justin Hartley on primetime. And naturally, I'm looking forward to all my Chicago shows. And Hawaii 5-0, hoping Christopher Sean will be in it again.
Mm-hmm. We die.
Yeah, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
You
were killed off.
Okay, and so before we go, because you know I kind of promised my doctor I will only have 120 minutes. So go Seahawks this week. We are in the week 2. We are playing the Rams. Go Seahawks. Maybe what is Chicago playing?
Fortunately, right now, I don't know who they're going to play. It's just terrible for me.
They got the Eagles Monday night.
That's what they're on Sunday. That's right. You got it, Bobby.
But, Carly, I want to go back to that Seahawks-Rams game. It's going to be great to see football back in L.A. I've seen on Hard Knocks what the Rams have been going through during the preseason, and I didn't get a chance to watch the game against the Niners, but I tell you, if they're going to get shut out 28 like where they were Monday night against San Francisco, I don't think the Rams move to Los Angeles with Warfit. But then again, they're playing the Seahawks, who are always good.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks are always good.
However, that's not a Fox doubleheader game or broadcast in our area because we got the rights to the Carolina Panthers and CBS got their doubleheader this week. So that's
No. Seahawks are not amazing. They are the best in the NFL, and I love them. And before we leave, what is everyone thinking about the national anthem and the football players that are not standing up? And I just want to say kudos to my Seahawks for the linking of everyone doing it last week. It was beautiful. It was a great unity, especially for the September 11th, 15 years. You know, I thought that was done. So, Mom, since you're supposed to not, I will ask you, what are your feelings about it?
I truly love the linking of arms. I really think they could add that onto the football field because there's so much hurt in this world and you escape watching a game, right? And
right.
It's kind of like solidarity to me to draw one together. And I really loved it.
Well, I didn't get the Seahawks Dolphins game in my region because CBS didn't have the doubleheader with Fox. I had it last week. So I was unable to see the Seahawks.
No. We were on CBS last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the single game because it was a single game for CBS. Fox had the doubleheader because in our region we got the Cowboys and Giants as our doubleheader along with the Saints and Raiders.
Raiders, right.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, everyone have a really, 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 really good week. And on Tuesday, we will be having Real and Andrus on at Tuesday at 4:30 West Coast time. And then on Friday night, Friday we might have Timothy Strickland back on X all day.
All right.
And then September 27th is our 7-year anniversary of Daytime After Dark. And, you know, I'm trying to put something together for our anniversary show, but our anniversary show might have to be into October for something I'm working on. Can't tell you folks yet. But, yeah, but so, and then on Monday, I'm going to the doctor, but that's not why I'm saying this. But I'm also going to Washington State Fair with my sister-in-law, and I are going to go see Chris Young and Cassie Pope from season whatever of The Voice. They are together. They are doing a whole concert together, and I cannot wait because I love their new song, Think of You. And so that I will be doing Monday. Tomorrow, I think my plan in life is to sleep in once. So, like Sunday, what is everyone else doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow I'm just going to Buffalo Wild Wings and watching some college football. And then Sunday, I will probably just watch Days and just watch today's show in addition to talking and just see what we have talked about today and what the ladies on tomorrow's show talk about. And by the way, Carly, you're welcome to call in. Don't be a stranger to our to the Divas of Dave show. I understand.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't be a stranger.
I am friends with Marianne and
right. We had Marianne on the show two, 3 months ago.
But Bobby, sometimes with the way I feel come Saturday night, and Mom, you know, Mom can attest to this, I am so tired from doing all so that all I want to do is crawl and just watch those and forget about everything. So, but I will try and call in one of these weekend. Oh, Maggie, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, there's a thing called football, college football, and regular football.
Right. By the way, I'll do the best in cheering for Notre Dame over Michigan State. I think you guys can beat Michigan State. And that's at home on NBC Saturday, right?
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure that wasn't...
David...
That's
what David,
I'm
what are you doing, buddy? What are you doing?
Okay, I'm going to catch up with my soaps. I'm going to see the movie Sully with Tom Hanks.
Oh, my God, you're going to go see that?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. David, after you see that, please leave me a message on Facebook because I'm dying to see it. And let me know how it is.
I definitely will.
Enjoy.
Wait, and okay, David, at your place, how much are movie tickets?
A little bit. Depends on where you go. At the most, you spend about $12. Depends. $12.
Holy shit, Batman.
Wow.
That's cheap.
No, because here is like $7 during the day. And at night is like $9.
That's all?
Yeah. I mean, so I try not to go to movies at night because it's, you know, more expensive, but I love movies.
It's the same movie.
Knows. I love Wego. I don't know if you guys have Wego theaters, but you guys, I love Wego theater because...
I do.
Now they have these recliners, and you press a button, and you can put your head back and your feet up. Oh my God, it's the best thing ever.
I'm falling asleep.
I never do that. I just, you know, I usually have a Coke. You know what?
Well,
okay. Really quick,
well, Labor
everyone,
Day,
Well,
Labor Day, I went to see Ice Age at a theater that cost me $2, and that film was out a couple of months ago. So it was just comfortable at my movie theater when I saw Ice Age, and it was a pretty good film.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for me, I love All We Go. And Maggie, how much is it to go movie in Chicago?
Well, when we used to go to the IMAX, and it's always cost more.
We have IMAX in Fayetteville, and it costs a little bit more for some of those films.
Mm-hmm. That's the trouble. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, I always usually go to,
of course,
WeGo. Oh, I go to, oh my God, this other one, I forgot what it's called, but I'm sure you guys have it, but, yeah, but, like the Lewis Theater or whatever here, but I usually go to Crossroads WeGo, you know, because it has, like I said, my recliner, and whenever I'm in the movie now, movies buzzing, I always get a Coke with lots of ice, but I don't get popcorn anymore. Well, sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. But the secret to popcorn in the movie, don't get so much butter because you end up getting sick.
That's the best part.
And some of them have unlimited refills, which is okay, but I'm not unlimited refills. Refills for like $1 and something, man. Luckily, the movie theater I went to had like a special where it was $1.50, because at some of the movie theaters I went to, like to see Central Intelligence, I pay like $5 to see that film with The Rock and not Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, and I got like $6 for 2 hot dogs and a drink, and this was July 4th. So it was a good thing for a matinee versus after 5.
You get the same movie, right?
Right, because I saw Central Intelligence on July 4th, and I will tell you what's funny as hell. And The Rock, as always, is funny and a great actor. And he definitely has shown in rep, because I have always admired Dwayne Johnson's talent rep in the WWE as a wrestler or as an actor. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Hart is always funny. He is always funny. Have you ever seen a Kevin Hart stand-up act or any of his movies?
Yeah.
He is funny.
I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of Kevin Hart fan. Ethan Bobby Jones.
I just played nothing Kevin Hart.
Well, and you know, it's like, you know, I remember when I was a kid, and, you know, yes, the movie theater I was talking about here is AMC Lowe's. Mm-hmm. Does anyone have AMC Lowe's?
That's what I mean.
You know, because I love, you know, I guess Victoria now. Victoria is like where I always go to, Target and everything. Maggie knows that I have to go to Target at least once, every 2 weeks. I love Target. You know, I kind of lose myself in Target and Walmart. Mm-hmm. But, you know, shopping is the greatest thing anyone ever invented, in my opinion.
Retail therapy.
Yeah, because when you have a bad day, or when you're mad at, you know, if they, kill you off on your favorite show, then, you know, what you do is you go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And you go shopping for, like, you go shopping for like a long time. And I mean, that's what I do. I love going, because I can just, but I think I enjoy WeGo better, because it's like 5 minutes from my house. I mean, I could never walk there 7 minutes. I would never want to walk there, because our street where I live is really dangerous at cross. And I guess I found out the other day, like, there has been like about 7 car accidents while, where people come into my apartment. So, yes. But, okay, I broke the rule. It's 8:35. So we really, really have to get off, because Carly doesn't want to pay tomorrow. And we will be back on Tuesday, and then next Friday with Timothy. And then I will let everyone know what other guests. So have a relaxing weekend, and just relax, everyone.
You all take care, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Good
bye,
night,
David. Everybody. David, let me know about the movie, okay?
Movie.
I sure will.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, guys. Bye.
Good
night, everybody.
Good night.